Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Some of our Brain Trust members weighing in on our anniversary. It's the 21st Thanksgiving Day show, consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. That's all we're doing today. No business, just Thanksgiving and being grateful. And one of the people I'm grateful for is our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider, a longtime 17-year member of my Brain Trust, the founder and chairman of the Dylan Schneider Group, author of so many books, including Power and Influence, including 50 Plus, including Moses CEO. Bob, thanks again for being here, and thanks for all the great years of support you've given us.
Jim, I am grateful to be on the show. I am grateful for your being in business 20 years. I'm grateful for the fact you're going to be around another 20 years.
I hope so. Now, how old is your company?
The current company is 27 years old.
Yeah.
And it's been exciting. I'm grateful for that, too. I'm grateful for the clients. I'm grateful for the employees. I'm grateful for people like Blasingame.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, Bob, I was telling the audience before you got here, I think it's important to differentiate between being thankful and being grateful. I'm thankful for the food that I have and that I'm going to enjoy today. But I should be grateful. That's a separate thing. I should be grateful for the people who prepared it.
No question about it.
Who grew the fruit I should be grateful. If you're grateful, it gets you out of your own way, does it? The self-awareness, the self-reference kind of goes away, doesn't it?
It's lovely to look around you and see all the people who are out there making life better for you and to be grateful for the fact they're there and what they're doing. There's a person like that every walk of our life, every place we turn today. We'll see a person like that, and we should be grateful for the fact they're there.
Well, I was saying that, you know, I'm thankful for life, but I'm grateful for my parents for giving it to me.
That's a good way to put it.
I'm thankful for my profession, but I'm grateful for the people who brought me along the way, my mentors, my employers, my coworkers, the people I learned so much from. I'm grateful for them because without those experiences, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing.
I think that's right, Jim, and I think they should be, frankly, grateful to you.
I'll check in with them. I'm not sure it's going to work that way. But, hey, Bob, there's research that shows two kinds of research I want to ask you about. There's research that shows that being grateful is good for your health.
Absolutely. I mean, it just exudes positive things from every pore of your body. No question about it. You feel good about the fact that you're grateful.
Well, when you're grateful, anytime you take the focus of your own thinking away from yourself, and you include other people, it fires off feelings, it fires off hormones in your body. What are they, endorphins? Is that what they call them? I always forget the name of it. There's a real physical. See, this is the part about gratefulness being good for your health. Being grateful actually fires positive physical things happening in your body.
You feel better, and you feel better fast, and you are able to overcome any negative feeling you might have. So being grateful is very positive. There's no question about it.
Here's the other research, though, and that's research that I've seen that shows that the level of gratefulness in America is taking a little bit of a hit. Do you agree with that research? What do you think, Bob?
America is a very interesting country. We have ups, we have downs, but eventually it's all up. If you look back 20 years, you look back 30 years, life today is better than it was 20 years ago.
Right.
30 years ago. And we should be grateful.
But isn't that almost like a curse of riches? Because if we're that, the point I was making earlier, Bob, is we're so fat, dumb, and happy, and we've been this way so long that we forget who we should be grateful for making it this way. I mean, the people
exactly
who pay
right.
the sacrifice. I try my best to think about the people on whose shoulders I stand. What do you think?
That's exactly right. We should lock ourselves into position, look around, say, we need to be grateful. Are we less grateful today as a country than we used to be? Maybe, but I think all that's going to change. I think positive things are happening all over the country these days. And you can see it in the soup kitchens today where people are making Thanksgiving dinners. You can see it in the charities that are coming forward.
Right.
A lot is happening.
I'm glad that you brought up the charities, Bob, because one of the things that I'd like to encourage people to do, and I walk the talk on this, is it's wonderful to help people at Thanksgiving. You want to think people can have a Thanksgiving dinner. It's great to help people at Christmas because you want to think kids have Christmas presents. But you know what? Babies need milk in March.
It's
children need tennis shoes and jeans in the summer when they can't always parents can't always afford it. And I just like to encourage people. You talked about the charities. I like to encourage people to get to find themselves in a rhythm in a schedule of doing it all year long.
365 days a year. There is absolutely no reason not to reach out to your fellow man and say, "Look, thank you for what you've done. Let me help you up. Let me help you along.
Yeah.
Let's get it done.
And there are professionals out there. This is what I like to tell people. I don't give the money directly because I'm not a pro. There are, thank God, in America, this is another great thing about America, there are professionals out there who are, in fact, I'm not even supposed to know the people who we're helping. There's a firewall there. But there are professionals out there that will help you with your benevolence.
We have an extraordinary country that is unlike any country in the world where we constantly give back.
Yep, absolutely. He's right about that, folks. The records about this. No other country, no other citizenry gives the way Americans do. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blessing. I'm right back with Bob Dillenstein. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.